on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
9 people have been injured, one of them seriously, in a crash involving 5 vehicles on the A2 in North Kent. Nicola's got the latest for KMFM.
Well, the smash between a Nissan Micra and taxi happened on the coastbound stretch between Dartford Heath and the Darrenth interchange at about 5:10 this morning. It's then thought a further 3 vehicles collided. Recovery and clean-up is now underway, but there are still long delays in the area. Police say they're urgently looking for the driver of the taxi involved in the collision, who wasn't at the scene when they arrived.
Demolition teams are back in Calais to continue dismantling the migrant camp known as the Jungle. There were clashes into the night after the most populated half of the site started to be cleared. Leonard Doyle is from the International Organisation for Migration. He says the violence is a symptom of a bigger problem.
This is a problem across Europe of, you know, different rules for different people and countries panicking, and quite often with good reason, but countries panicking and the people suffering are the vulnerable.
Many of those living there have tried to board lorries heading to Kent in a bid to reach the UK. James Hookham from the Freight Transport Association in Tunbridge Wells says that has to stop.
Very often the threats and the intimidation are coming from people traffickers, so it's something that really is quite serious, and it's got to be sorted out before someone is seriously injured or someone is actually killed.
KMFM News.
A new so-called healthy town is going to be built in Kent as part of plans to help tackle obesity and improve care for the elderly. Ebbsfleet Garden City is one of 10 that's been picked to test ideas to help us live longer and have healthier lives. The NHS plans would ban fast food outlets near schools, and people will be encouraged to eat better and exercise more. Jeremy Kite is leader of Dartford Borough Council.
I think one of the things we found during the recent public consultation, there were two issues that really worried people. One was transport and one was local health provision. And I think anything we can do now through this new designation that helps make the town a healthier place is obviously to be welcomed.
A man who broke into his ex-partner's home in Medway whilst she was asleep has been jailed. Paul Lutman took the victim's purse and bank cards during the raid in September 2014, which he later used to steal £500 from her account. The 46-year-old from Christmas Street in Gillingham has been sentenced for 2 years behind bars.
KMFM News.
More parents in Kent will be sending their child to one of their preferred secondary schools in September. Figures show just over 13,000 pupils, around 81%, will be going to their first choice, which is an increase on last year. Confirmation emails will be sent at 4 this afternoon. These mums and dads outside Northborough County Primary in Maidstone say it's been a long and difficult wait.
You can't plan uniform in advance. You don't know what you're going to be paying for.
At the end of the day, they want their choice. And if they don't get it, then they might not do so well.
If they want to be with their friends and they get their second choice or third choice, it does mean a lot.
There's a warning: Eurostar services from Kent could be disrupted over Easter as staff start to vote on whether to strike. Members of the RMT union at St Pancras International are being balloted from today in a dispute over lone working. The vote will close on the 15th, a week before Easter, potentially forcing passengers from Ebbsfleet or Ashford to make alternative arrangements. And Adele's kicked off her sold-out world tour with a gig in Belfast. Touts were apparently trying to sell tickets for nearly £25,000.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Football and Gillingham will be looking to start March with a win as they travel to take on Fleetwood Town tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Andy.
Well, the Gills have only had one victory in their last 5 games but remain third in League One. Top scorer Bradley Dack is due to be missing after suffering a hamstring injury at the weekend. Meanwhile, Leicester can re-establish a 5-point advantage at the top of the Premier League later when they host West Brom. Southampton take on rivals Bournemouth, whilst bottom side Aston Villa hope to avoid a third straight defeat when they welcome Everton. Norwich are at home to Chelsea and Crystal Palace visit Sunderland. And in rugby, Leicester's Manu Tuilagi is back with the England squad for the first time since 2014. He's been injured for 15 months, but now he's fit again. He'll begin preparations for the Six Nations clash with Wales next week. Head coach Eddie Jones says Tuilagi has huge potential for the national side.
He's got all the athletic gifts, and it's just a matter of how much desire he has to go forward with his game. He's quick and he's powerful, so he just needs to work on his skill now. And that's that just comes through hard work.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.